AI News by Conjero.
Snap is making a pretty sharp move here. It's cutting roughly 16% of its workforce, or about 1,000 full-time jobs, and closing another 300 open roles.
And the reason given is just as important as the size of the cut. The company is saying AI can help reduce repetitive work, speed things up, and support its community, partners, and advertisers.
So this isn't just a cost-cutting story. It's also a bet that AI can let a smaller team do more, especially in routine internal work.
Right, that could mean faster ad operations, smoother workflows, better testing, or support tasks handled with more automation. But there's a trade-off.
Exactly. Cutting that many people can also mean losing institutional knowledge, thinner review layers, and less room for error if something breaks.
And Snap hasn't laid out some huge, detailed AI product roadmap tied to this move. The signal is more about an AI-first operating model than a flashy launch.
Which makes profitability the headline, not a new product wave. If AI helps Snap ship faster and spend less, the economics improve. If not, the company could just be leaner without getting better.
That's the big test for advertisers and investors, too. They'll be watching whether the company can hold service quality steady, improve ad performance, and keep engagement up while headcount drops.
And in a competitive social ad market, that matters. AI is showing up more in ad creation, targeting, and optimization, and Snap seems eager to align with that shift.
So the real question is whether AI becomes a true execution multiplier for Snap, or just a way to justify doing more with less.
AI News by Conjero.